friends, welcome back to another podcast episode of The Things I Struggle With. You know, over the past couple of weeks, we have looked at things that we all struggle with, all these things that begin with I. We've looked at indecisiveness and we've looked at insecurity. And today we're going to talk about the struggle I have with inconsistency. Why do we struggle with the inability to stick to a routine or a disciplined life? Inconsistency is a lack of stability and reliability, or it's the inability to be able to uniform your thoughts, actions, or behavior. Another way of putting it is when your words, values, and goals don't match up to your actions. It's if you struggle with inconsistency, you'll be one of those people who have all good intentions but never get round to doing them. So you promise the earth and then you deliver very little. You know, your heart is right, but somehow time and order just seems to run away with you. The Bible calls inconsistency double-mindedness. In fact, in James 1:8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. This kind of instability, it creates tension in our lives. It makes it hard to build with relationally. You will find it hard to hold on to relationships if you are an inconsistent person. It makes it difficult to grow spiritually because it stunts you in your maturity, because we keep starting and stopping, shifting back and forth between faith and doubt. One minute we're disciplined, the next minute we're distracted. Well, we all experience this struggle in some way or another. Emotional inconsistency is when we allow our feelings to rule our response. So in other words, how I answer you today might not be how I answer you tomorrow, because the way I am with you today and my response depends on the day I've had or the mood I'm in or how tired I am. And though emotion is a very real thing, especially when you throw hormones into the equation as well, emotions are unstable, unreliable, and they are variable, making you a person who can at times be inconsistent. But when you can be a person of integrity, it builds consistency into you. When you respond from a place of truth rather than a place of emotion, it makes a reliable and consistent person of you. So when I respond with truth, my emotion may at the time be feeling angry about a situation, but I'm not going to display that anger. I'm going to speak from truth. I'm going to articulate what I don't like rather than express what I feel. Does that make sense? I'm not going to just allow my emotions to express themselves, but I'm going to compose myself and articulate. The same with disappointment or frustration. I'm not going to allow the way I feel to speak for me, because that would make me unstable, but rather I'm going to find the truth in what I feel, and I'm going to articulate that truth with grace. We all have various areas in our lives where we can become inconsistent, and inconsistency weakens our reliability. For example, we could have relational inconsistency. To be in relationship means to be connected to. So when two people are in a relationship with one another, their individual lives have an effect on each other. So if one person is on and off at being considerate with the other, it makes them inconsistent in that relationship. Or when we speak many words but fail to demonstrate what we speak, that makes for a very inconsistent relationship. We say we love, we say we care, we say we'll be there, but our actions do not speak the same language, and therefore we fail to do what we've promised. It makes for an inconsistent person. You could be inconsistent in personal goals. So setting goals but constantly breaking down in our own commitments to our own goals. It's frustrating when you're living with yourself and you keep letting yourself down. You have no problem internalizing the vision and the dreams that are in your heart, but your lack of discipline means they never become a reality. It's personal inconsistency. We can also have spiritual inconsistency in our faith journey, the inability to remain consistent in our walk or our daily habits or even our prayer life. It's very real. Often this is because of the constant tension between our spirit and our flesh. The battles that we face daily are personal desires that are fighting our God-given destiny. This often looks like comfort and convenience shouting louder in your life than your conviction and your calling. I love the way the Apostle Paul wrote it. He put it plainly in the New Testament in Romans 7 when he wrote this. He said, "I do not understand what I do. For what I do not want to do, but what I hate, I do." Does anyone else ever feel that frustration? Like every morning is a brand new opportunity to be disciplined and productive. And yet many evenings are fraught with frustration because, like Paul, I didn't do the things I wanted to do. I didn't speak how I intended to speak that day. I didn't discipline my eating like I wanted to discipline my eating that day. I didn't send the apology like I was going to send the apology that day. I, like Paul, find myself saying I didn't do what I really wanted to do, and the things I did do, I hate myself for. I hate that I gave in to my weakness. I hate that I didn't discipline myself. I hate the disorder in my life. But for as much as I am frustrated in my weakness, I'm encouraged to know that I am not the only one, because even Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, even Paul himself struggled with inconsistency in his life, showing us that actually it's not just him, it's not just you, it's not just me, it's a weakness in humanity. Inconsistency comes from an internal war. Even when we want to do things right, we're pulled by our flesh. Old habits shout louder than the new ones we're trying to develop. Distractions get our attention way more than our intended focus. That's why in Matthew 26:41, it says, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." You see, inconsistency is another thing that thrives in our life when identity is uncertain. If we don't fully believe who we are in Christ, if we don't fully believe that we are loved, called, valued, equipped, then we will waver and cave in and begin to seek validation and affirmation from anyone and everyone. We'll seek out all sorts of fleshy sources, which leads to uncertainty. We live in a world where we're disciplined about things like work, fitness, social media, but this self-satisfying lifestyle is a life of overstimulation and underdevotion, because we're consistent in things that stimulate our flesh, but we're inconsistent in prayer and purpose, and often in obedience, not because we don't want to do these things, but because our intentions go to the things that are seen, and we begin to drift away from the things that are unseen. And yet, if we could flip our mindset on our focus round, if we could look more to the unseen things like prayer and integrity and purpose, we would find that the more consistent we become in these things, then the greater effect it would have on the seen things too. Without daily alignment with God, our spiritual discipline weakens and inconsistency grows. Many struggle with inconsistency because they fear failure. Like, you try to develop a healthy habit and then you mess it up. So you criticize yourself and you stop. So the enemy will always use shame and guilt to make you quit. But God has grace in abundance to help you keep going. So if you have failed, if you have got off track, or if you do feel like giving up, don't. You may have got it wrong yesterday, but you do get to go again today. Proverbs 24:16 says, "A righteous man falls 7 times and rises again." It's not about how many times you get it wrong. It's not about how many times you mess up or how many times you fall. What is important is that you get up and you go again. Inconsistency is often a result of us trying to develop a new pattern or begin a new routine in our own strength. But Jesus said in John 15, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Remember, consistency is not a self-produced fruit in your life. It's a fruit produced in your life as a result of living connected to God and not quitting. It's less about striving and it's more about abiding. Stop striving to have a routine in life. Stop striving to be right in things in life and start abiding in Him. It's not something you look to add to your life. It just becomes evident in your life because you become the person that others can rely on. And because integrity and consistency go hand in hand, God knows that He can rely on you too. So inconsistency is not a sign of failure. It's a wake-up call to get back into intimacy with the one who never changes. I hope this podcast has helped and strengthened you in some way today. Thanks for listening to Braveheart Talks. You can subscribe to this channel and share this message with your friends.